Susan Frank talks to the animals and you. It's Wild About Pets on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back to the show and my interviews from the Chicagoland Family Pet Expo that took place in March 2009 at Arlington Park Racetrack in Arlington Heights, Illinois. After speaking about raw dog food, I returned to the exhibit hall inside and I continued walking along past numerous booths, many with live dogs sitting by waiting to be petted and admired. And then I came upon a display showing a photo of a dog in what looked like a specially designed doggy swimming pool, reaping the benefits of something called canine hydrotherapy. I had to stop here at Splash Dog Incorporated and find out what this was all about. By the way, you can see some photos of some of these dogs in the pools by clicking the purple Look While You Listen button, and you'll want to look at photos number 5, 6, and 7. I'm at Splash Dog Incorporated. That is about canine hydrotherapy and wellness. And I'm talking to the co-owners of the company, Amy Thier and Tracy Schwed. My first question for both of you is, what exactly is canine hydrotherapy?
It's warm water therapy for dogs. We swim dogs in a pool heated to 92 degrees. And they're all fitted with a life vest. And sessions are by appointment only. And it's to help heal dogs that are post-operative or also for dogs that are overweight. Some dogs come in for conditioning, and some dogs even come in just for fun.
Tracy, why would some owner want to bring their dog to do this kind of activity rather than just having them run or walk normally?
Because this is non-weight-bearing, and it's very beneficial for dogs that cannot weight-bear, and it works the whole body, and it's warm water, relaxes the muscles, and it's enjoyable, and primarily being non-weight-bearing for the dogs that have a hard time to get around.
Amy, can you describe what the facility is like? And I understand you're located in Des Plaines, Illinois?
Yes, we're in Des Plaines. We're located near the traffic circle. We're right off the Northwest Highway. Our facility has an office for acupuncture with Dr. Cahill, which is by appointment. We also have a waiting and viewing area in our lobby. And our pool is a custom-built heated in-ground pool. And we encourage owners to come in and take part in the swim session by being poolside and walking around and encouraging their dog throughout the session.
And who are some of the patients that are referred by veterinarians that would come to your facility, Tracy?
Dogs that have had ACL surgery, back surgery, knee surgery, dogs that have arthritis, hip dysplasia, degenerative myelopathy. We've also had dogs that have been referred just for fun also.
What is ACL?
Anterior cruciate ligament.
And how does this reveal itself, Amy? What does a dog that has ACL, how does it look, or what kind of symptoms do they have?
Well, usually it's not just ACL. That's the anterior cruciate ligament. It's when they tear an ACL or get a partial tear, say from running or doing agility. Dogs sometimes get these injuries, and so sometimes the dogs need to have a surgery done to repair the ACL. And a lot of times vets will say, let's try to avoid surgery, so hydrotherapy is a way to do that and build the muscle around the ACL to avoid having surgery, which can be very costly.
Oh, I can imagine. So would a vet themselves suggest this to a pet owner, a dog owner, or in your experience, does the dog owner ask the vet to refer, let's say, to your facility?
No, primarily the vet does most of the recommending. It's a lot of dog owners don't know that this exists, and the vets, it's becoming more and more popular, and more vets are referring clients to this type of therapy because it is so beneficial as opposed to any training on land and as opposed to a water treadmill that only works the legs, a freestanding pool. The dog can work the whole body.
Well, thank you for mentioning that, Tracy, because I have done a show, as my listeners know, talking to a vet about underwater treadmill therapy. So thank you for specifying the difference. So this hydrotherapy works all muscles of the dogs. Do you find that more older aged dogs benefit from this than younger dogs, Amy?
Yeah, well, most older dogs do have more health issues or arthritis or back pain, so we tend to see a lot more older dogs. When we see the younger ones, it's pr- primarily from them having an injury, you know, to the ACL or something else, from being active and being a young dog that, you know, jumped or ran and hit a hole or something like that. So, yeah, the majority of our clients are older, and we do also get some older dogs that have put on pounds because their metabolism slowed down, so they come in for weight loss as well. And swimming burns a lot of calories. A half-hour swim session is equivalent to taking a dog for a two-hour walk, and so it's a good way to lose weight.
And I imagine since you're located in the Midwest, do you find that some of your clients are people who are restricted by the winter, the snow, but they have dogs that still require a lot of activity?
Absolutely. And as well, even in the summer, a lot of the swim areas here, they close the lakefront down because the beaches are full of bacteria. And many of the dog parks that have ponds, we visited them, they're mosquito infested and the water's quite dirty. So we are a clean, controlled, safe environment. And we're finding that not only in the winter, that people will use it in the summer because they enjoy the fact that it is clean, safe, and controlled.
Do you have a vet on staff, Amy?
Yes, we do have a vet on staff, Dr. Patricia Cahill. She is a certified veterinarian, and she does acupuncture by appointment in our facility. And she's also there for consultation if needed with some of our swim patients, and a lot of our clients will do acupuncture followed up with the swim session for the full benefit of both treatments.
And Tracy, what if an owner says, well, I could take my dog to the lakefront, Lake Michigan, or some inland lake, and let the dog swim there? How would you respond to that? What's the difference then?
Well, that's a good thing to do, but we are a one-on-one, so the dog gets full attention. When you are at a dog park or a lake like that, there's a lot of dogs, and fights can happen, or, you know, the dog could end up swimming out too far. It's just, you know, easier in our environment because it's a one-on-one with that dog and they get, you know, full attention. And again, it's a safe, controlled environment.
And I understand that since you probably have been working with the vet of some pet owner, or perhaps you are a vet, then you are trying to target certain conditions that the dog might have that you could probably help in a greater way than just letting the dog swim on their own. Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah, that's accurate. Absolutely.
And if somebody wanted to find out about you, do you have a website that they can get your phone number and find out more information, Tracy?
Yes, we do. It's www.swimatsplashdog.com. And the first at is AT, swim AT.
Thank you very much, both. I've been speaking to Amy Thier and Tracy Swed with Splash Dog Incorporated, all about canine hydrotherapy and wellness. As I chatted to Tracy and Amy after the interview while I was collecting some printed information about canine hydrotherapy, I heard that one of the clients had stopped by the booth and was in the area as she was also enjoying the Pet Expo. Ooh, here was a chance, I thought, to talk to someone who actually used the services of Splash Dog. Tell me, what is your name and where are you from?
My name is Carolyn and I'm from Northbrook, Illinois.
And what kind of dog do you have, and what is your dog's name?
Our dog's name is Moogly, Moo as in cow, G-L-E-Y, Moogly, and she's a very special little dog. She's a mix of we don't know what. I got her through a shelter, I volunteered for shelter, and she's an interesting mix.
And we know, of course, those mixes of who knows what can make some of the most wonderful dogs. Why do you say she's particularly interesting?
Oh, she just has mismatched parts. You know, she looks like she wasn't quite put together properly, but she's a sweetheart. She's a really good dog.
And, Carolyn, why did you take Moogly to Splash Dog Incorporated to have that hydrotherapy treatment?
Okay, Moogly's had a lot of problems in her short life. She's only five, but she's had two torn ligaments, one in each of her back legs, and then she had a spinal disc, like a herniated disc, and so she's had a lot of trouble with use of her back legs. So we wanted something where she could use her back legs, kind of build up her strength and her muscles, and yet it wasn't weight-bearing. So we thought swim therapy would be perfect.
Were you referred by a vet?
You know, several people had recommended water therapy for her, but we never were very excited about it because she basically hates to swim. But a friend of mine, sister, had taken to a similar place. She lives in Wisconsin or something, so it's not the same place, but it was very similar. She said, oh, it just did wonders for the dog. You really got to try it. They use a life jacket, and they make it as pleasant as possible for the dog. So I thought, all right, we'll try it. And then I just looked on the Internet and tried to find somewhere that was close to our home and that sort of seemed to be doing what we had hoped we could find.
So if Mowgli was afraid to swim and afraid of water, what was the first experience like? And how did you get Mowgli to take to this?
Well, she was terrified, but, you know, they put a life jacket on her and they put a little collar around her that's you know, helps keep her head out of the water. And there's two people in the water with her and they just take her around and sort of guide her and give her rest in between laps. So they just try to make it as easy for the dog as possible. And my husband and I are in there, you know, encouraging her and walking around the edge of the pool. So she's gotten better at it. You know, she's not a swimmer, but this is the best we can get for her, I think.
And what kind of improvements have you seen, or what kind of results would you say you've had from this?
I think it's really good. I think it helps her a lot. And she gets the added benefit of a weekly bath. Her coat always looks beautiful afterwards. She's shiny and clean and smells good. And so it's been real good for her. We're going to keep it up for a while.
Have you had a chance to expose Mowgli to a regular lake since then? And has she seemed to respond differently to water?
No, we haven't. We're curious, though, because this summer we'll have her up near Lake Michigan and see if she's like a little more inclined to go in the water now than she was before.
Oh, well, good luck with that. And thank you so much for speaking to me today.
Thank you.
When I got home after the Pet Expo, I did look up canine hydrotherapy on the web. There is actually a fair amount of information about it, and I've included a link to the Canine Hydrotherapy Association website that's based in the UK. It's rather large over there. You can also see photographs of Splash Dog, the pool, and some dogs, again, on my website, wildaboutpets.net. Just click that purple Look While You Listen button that's on TalkZone.com. We're going to take another short break. We'll be back with more after this.